Good morning, beloved. Well, here we are on a beautiful Friday morning, again starting out our day together in God's Word. Thank you so much for participating in this. Today, we are in Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Again, God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach to the people. Jonah delivers a brief message, and the people heed Jonah's warning and repent. And God chooses not to punish them. And today, again, this is so precious. God's saving words are mercy and forgiveness. So even though the people were so deserving of God's destruction in their lives, because they cried out for forgiveness, God had mercy on even that wicked city of Nineveh and had mercy on them and did not judge them. Okay, let's go ahead and begin reading Jonah at chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Once again, the Lord spoke to Jonah. He said, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to the people the message I've given you." So Jonah obeyed the Lord and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to walk through it. Jonah started through the city, and after walking a whole day, he proclaimed, "In 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed." The people of Nineveh believed God's message, so they decided that everyone should fast, and all the people, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth to show that they had repented. When the king of Nineveh heard about it, he got up from his throne, he took off his robe and put on sackcloth and sat down in a pile of ashes. He sent out a proclamation to the people of Nineveh. "This is an order from the king and his officials. No one is to eat anything. All persons, cattle, and sheep are forbidden to eat or drink. All persons and animals must wear sackcloth. Everyone must pray earnestly to God and must give up their wicked behavior and their evil actions. Perhaps God will change his mind. Perhaps he will stop being angry and we will not die." God saw what they did. He saw that they had given up their wicked behavior. So he changed his mind and did not punish them as he said he would. And today's key verse is Jonah chapter 3, verse 8, where it says, "Everyone must pray earnestly to God and give up their wicked behavior and their evil actions." You know, here we go. A city, a civilization that is bent on wickedness, destruction. Ah, just terrible, terrible civilization. And yet, even these people could hear the word of God, could hear the message of the prophet, and change their ways. And there was no promise. It wasn't, well, you know, if you change your ways, then God won't do this. The prophecy was 40 days and you die. But these people trusted that this God could be approached and approached with humility and approached with a change of heart and a begging of forgiveness. And so it was just a roll of the dice for them. Let's change our ways and perhaps God will have mercy on us. And, beloved, I'm so glad that we serve a forgiving God. Now, of course, God didn't change his mind because he knew all along what would happen. Nobody's going to change God's mind, but that's the way that it appeared to Jonah and to the people. But all that truly was accomplished was God's plan for a people that lived in a city so large that it took 3 days to walk across it. How merciful is our God. Let's pray. God of love and mercy, you look upon me with compassion and you're ready to forgive me when I come to you with a humble and repentant heart and confess to you my wrongdoings. I thank and praise you for loving me so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. We'll go ahead and pick this up next Monday as we'll be reading Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, where Jonah is angry with God. Before then, of course, we'll have church on Sunday morning. We had such a blessed time this past Sunday, and I really hope to see each of you in the services on Sunday. But until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.